Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. On today's ID the Future, we're going to talk about how Origin of Life theorists are desperate for good headlines, so they're pushing old, new organics and meteorite stories. As evidence for the chemical origin of life, the news media are touting a new analysis of a meteorite that fell to Earth in Sutter's Mill, California in 2012. According to the Los Angeles Times, the rock contains the seeds of early life, which could have helped generate the primordial soup of the early Earth. Is this real science journalism or just public relations for materialism? There are three main types of meteorites: iron or metallic, stony or silica and oxygen rich, and stony iron. Some stony meteorites, called chondrites, contain nodules of distinct minerals called chondrules. Some chondrites are rich in carbon, and we unimaginatively call them carbonaceous chondrites. Though far less common than the other types of meteorites, carbonaceous chondrites are much more discussed because their carbon compounds are of interest to origin of life theorists hoping to explain how the fabled primordial soup might have arisen in the early Earth. According to the recent flurry of news stories and the paper in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences USA that set them off, this meteorite is interesting because it is the first carbonaceous chondrite found which contains the organic compounds polyethers and polyether esters. Carbonaceous chondrite meteorites are nothing new. So why is the Sutter's Mill meteorite making news? Let's start with a scientific answer to that question and then move on to the political one. The scientific reason this meteorite is making news is because, as the PNAS paper explains, the composition of these hydrothermally released compounds is so far unique and comprises mainly oxygen-containing species, such as polyethers and polyether esters, which had not been extracted from other meteorites. Polyethers and polyether esters are interesting organic compounds, but they aren't amino acids, nucleotides, or other building blocks of proteins, RNA, and DNA. They certainly aren't the seeds of life, whatever that means. I sent the PNAS paper and some of the news stories to an unnamed ID-friendly specialist in organic chemistry who is familiar with this field, and in his immediate impressions of the paper, he concurred with this assessment, stating, quote, "I found this one interesting, but underwhelming." Sandra Pizzarello continues to develop new and interesting ways of analyzing the organics meteorites. That she found lots of previously unseen compounds is interesting from an organic chemist's point of view, but hardly surprising. The number of carbonaceous chondrites/meteorites analyzed compared to the vastness of space is still quite small. I can count almost all of them on the fingers of one hand. We will continue to have surprises in this field for the foreseeable future, which is good for her as it will keep her lab in funding for as long as the money is available from NASA. What is most surprising is the total lack of nitrogen in the organics. That means no amino acids and no nucleobases. With this material as the starting point for the prebiotic soup, one cannot even imagine proteins or nucleic acids coming from this stock, much less a wild-eyed, scientifically sound extrapolation, if there is such a thing, of them. To put this in context, imagine the Miller-Urey experiment without amino acids. Miller has to abandon his thesis project with Urey and work on something else. That means no fame and no fortune. The whole field of prebiotic chemistry never gets started. But based on what she did find, suggests that there are still unexplored pathways to form organic compounds in outer space, which is good news for the organic chemists, but bad news for the biologists as these compounds will never lead to life. Without nitrogen, no proteins equals no enzymes, and no nucleobases equals no RNA world. So forget that kind of spin. But it will be fun for the organic chemist to try to come up with a mechanism for how these compounds, polyethers and polyether esters, formed. Miller and his students would have dived in, trying all kinds of simulation experiments and conditions to try to reproduce this mix. Alas, Stanley is gone, so no one knows if this will ever get worked out. In my thoughts about the LA Times article, I will be less kind. The title is at best misleading and at worst downright fraudulent. As I said above, without the nitrogen-containing compounds, the soup is not going to cook. Period. End of story. There are no seeds of life to spill out. So to spin it as another discovery of how life might have arisen just misses the point. It is as accurate as Dewey defeats Truman. Furthermore, the chemistry is about as accurate as you would expect from someone who never passes a high school chemistry class. As Science reporting, that article is terrible. Clearly, it was written by someone who knowingly or unknowingly wanted to promote an abiotic origin of life hypothesis, but wasn't sharp enough to notice that in terms of a smoking gun, this article didn't even have bullets, much less a gun to fire them. Remember, there is no nitrogen in the organic fraction. And once again, the atheistic materialistic spin is that we keep finding the building blocks of life even when they're not there. And despite the lack and any viable chemical pathway to proteins or nucleic acids, the rest is just a matter of time. This makes as much sense as me going down to the local hardware store, and because I find a loose assortment of nuts and bolts in one of the aisles, predicting that given enough time and random interactions between the components, we will be launching a spaceship to Mars from where I live. In fact, just last week, I found electrical components in another aisle. Given enough time, they could self-assemble into the computers for the spaceship. Just keep the faith, unquote. It should go without saying that these organic compounds offer no insight into how the information in life arose. Indeed, the paper admits that it hasn't been demonstrated that the molecules found in this meteorite were important to the origin of life at all. As the PNAS paper admits, quote, could the type of compounds released from the meteorite have been significant for prebiotic evolution? The question is obviously hard to answer given the utterly unknown nature of the chemical beginnings of life, unquote. Don't miss that last admission about the chemical beginnings of life being utterly unknown. Undeterred, Slate is running the headline that the meteorite contains the ingredients for life. So again, why is this news? The political answer to that question is that origin of life theorists don't have a lot of good news to report these days, so finding some new organic molecules in a meteorite is a big deal. Back in July, a Science Daily story observed that a working cell is more than the sum of its parts because a functioning cell must be entirely correct all at once in all its complexity. That's a fact, but origin of life theorists are getting excited about finding ambiguously important organic molecules in meteorites, showing just how far they are from explaining how life arose. What's most interesting about this study, in other words, isn't what it actually reports by way of scientific discovery, but the fact that its meager discoveries are making headlines across the internet. Compared to nothing, a little bit is a lot. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.